It's the morning show. I'm Shereen Seward, in for Kate Archer-Kent. The national opioid epidemic accounts for the majority of the more than 100,000 drug overdose deaths recorded in the United States last year, largely due to fentanyl. Earlier this month, health officials in Wisconsin issued an advisory asking the public to take action, noting that fentanyl overdose deaths in Wisconsin nearly doubled from 2019 to 2021. Join in this discussion on what can be done to combat this ongoing problem, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Paul Krupski is Director of Opioid Initiatives for the State Department of Health Services. Paul, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back. Appreciate it.
The State Department of Health Services says more than 90% of opioid overdose deaths and almost 75% of all drug overdose deaths last year involved synthetic opioids like fentanyl. Why is this happening? What's behind this sharp increase in fentanyl-related overdoses?
Actually, this has been a trend that we've seen over the past several years, and it just continues to increase. The numbers that you just mentioned, which is our provisional data for 2021, is the highest that we've seen yet. And this is a national trend, not just in Wisconsin. And really the main factor behind this is that fentanyl has just become prevalent throughout the entire drug supply. It doesn't matter the substance that we're talking about. It could be heroin, it could be cocaine, other stimulants like methamphetamine, obviously the counterfeit prescription pills that are being manufactured now and seen widely across the United States. Fentanyl is being found in all of these. And so the fact that fentanyl is so potent is leading to the fact that there are more overdoses and deaths occurring. Individuals that maybe have never used an opioid in their life, maybe have no interest in even using an opioid, they don't realize that the substance they are using, that they're consuming, is laced with a synthetic opioid, again, likely fentanyl, and the potency of it is what's leading to this increase that we're seeing in overdoses and deaths across the country and also in Wisconsin.
So it sounds like there are instances in which people are consuming this without realizing that what they're taking is laced in fentanyl. Is that what you're finding?
Absolutely. And that's why, education and awareness is more important than ever. And that really led to why the Department of Health Services put out this public health advisory a few weeks ago, because of the numbers that we're seeing. The number of overdoses and deaths related to fentanyl, as I mentioned, have continued to increase over the past several years. And we need people to be aware that it is being found across the entire drug supply. That we really wanted to couple that public health advisory with the fact that August 21st was the first fentanyl prevention and awareness day across this country. So we did a lot of media. The Department of Health Services did a lot of media over the week period with the public health advisory leading up to that day and then into the following week. And we just need to make people again aware of what could be in the substance that they're using.
Where is the fentanyl found in Wisconsin coming from? Do we know what the source is?
Well, I think that it's coming from multiple places. It definitely continues to come, from overseas in China and throughout Asia that makes its way into this country. And then my understanding from talking with law enforcement officials and also, other federal government agencies is that it's now coming up through Mexico more than before. Mm-hmm. So definitely coming, multiple ways into this country, making its way throughout the country, and that's why we're seeing it nationwide.
And I also want to touch on something that you mentioned briefly just a moment ago. You talked about the potency. How much more potent is fentanyl compared to, other drugs?
Yeah, so the potency of fentanyl is off the, or synthetic, any synthetic opioid for that matter, is just off the charts compared to, compared to other substances, and can be 100 times, if not more, more potent than other drugs. So when you add that into, the substance itself, again, whether that be, heroin or cocaine, the danger that poses and the possibility for an overdose or death from the individuals who are using it just skyrockets. And you know, it can be just if you're able to visualize it, it can be as small as a couple of grains of salt that can really increase the possibility for overdose and death if fentanyl is in it. And again, that's why we need people to be aware that it could be it could be in any substance that they're using. And what we want people to know is that there are steps that you can take to help and prevent these overdoses and deaths that we're seeing across our state.
That strikes me, small as a couple of grains of salt. We're talking about the sharp uptick in fentanyl-related overdose deaths with Paul Krupski, who oversees opioid initiatives at the State Health Department. Fentanyl overdose deaths in Wisconsin nearly doubled from 2019 to 2021. Paul, where is fentanyl abuse growing the most around the state? Are we seeing this more in urban areas, or do you have a sense of that?
I think the important thing to know is that, you know, just going back to the start of the opioid epidemic, when we really, as a country, realized what was happening in the mid to late 2000s, this is a national thing, and this is a statewide issue as well. It doesn't matter where you live in Wisconsin, opioids are an issue, and we are seeing overdoses and deaths take place across the entire state. Now, that being said, you know, obviously we do see higher counts and numbers in our more urban areas. But when we look at rates, which is a better way of looking at the data, again, it's very across the entire state and very representative in certain populations as well. Our Native American population in the state has the highest amount of opioid-related overdose deaths, followed by our Black or African American communities. So it really crosses all populations and races, all counties, all regions of the state. And again, just why it's so important to make sure that we're getting the word out and people are aware of this fentanyl.
In recent years, we saw a significant rise in the use of heroin. And I'm curious about the correlation there. How did the rise in heroin use or other street drugs affect the rise of fentanyl?
Well, you know, I think that fentanyl really came into play for, a couple of reasons. One is that it is extremely cheap. And so individuals that manufacture or distribute illicit drugs, they can purchase it, for a very low cost. And then in the end, they make a higher profit margin in selling that. The other issue is that because of the potency of it, it creates a new high or a new type of euphoria that an individual who is using substances may not have experienced before. So it again can just kind of take that reliance or that addiction to a new level, and individuals then like the way that they feel, and then search out that substance for future use.
I saw something on NBC News that said once users start using fentanyl, it's really tough to go back to using heroin because they don't get that same high that they're used to. The Milwaukee County's medical examiner office said roughly 4 out of cocaine-related deaths now involve fentanyl. Why is fentanyl often involved in cocaine-related overdoses? Is that a surprise?
No, it's not. Unfortunately, it's not a surprise at all. Again, because we are seeing fentanyl being found across the entire drug supply. And, we have seen cocaine deaths involving synthetic opioids rise significantly. Just back in 2016, across Wisconsin, there were 39 deaths that involved cocaine and a synthetic opioid. In our provisional data for 2021, we have seen 426 deaths with cocaine and also involving a synthetic opioid. So it's just an astronomic rise. And again, I think that really goes back to the fact that fentanyl is across the entire drug supply right now. Individuals that are using a substance, other substances like cocaine in this example, are unaware that fentanyl or another synthetic opioid is present, and then they are overdosing or unfortunately losing their life because of that.
Paul Krupski directs opioid initiatives for the State Department of Health Services. Join in this discussion, 800-642-1234. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Shereen Seward. We continue our discussion on the ongoing opioid epidemic in Wisconsin amid a documented rise in overdose deaths attributed to fentanyl. Join in on what public health officials are doing to address the problem and the role of law enforcement. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. The State Health Department's Director of Opioid Initiatives is Paul Krupski. He stays with us for 10 more minutes. Paul, given the increase in overdoses involving multiple drugs, do you think that the public health approach should change in any way to help reducing these overdoses?
Well, the opioid epidemic is definitely very complicated, and it is an evolving problem, an evolving issue. And, I think what's most important is that it requires a cooperative effort between all partners, organizations, and communities across the state. I do believe that the comprehensive approach that we've taken at the Department of Health Services, going back 7, 8 years now, is the right approach. And I look to data that we saw pre-pandemic, which showed that we saw the first significant decrease in opioid-related deaths in Wisconsin in over 2 decades. We had seen multiple years of opioid-related hospitalizations on the decline. Unfortunately, as we know, the pandemic really threw everything into a tailspin and put many challenges, obviously, on this country. And the challenges around the opioid epidemic, we're obviously involved in that as well, too. And that's why nationally we've seen increases. But I do believe if we stay that course, if we stay that path, we will again turn the tide on the opioid epidemic. And what that involves is really investing across the continuum of care. We need to be investing in prevention strategies, harm reduction, treatment, and recovery. We know that comprehensive approach, making sure that all those services are available, is how we're ultimately going to turn the tide and see less opioid-related deaths in the state.
A recent study looked at non-fatal overdoses involving both methamphetamine and opioid use. And the research found that 17% of people using meth alone reported having overdose reversal medications available to combat that, to reverse the overdose. Should that be more widely used, in your opinion?
We want naloxone to be in the hands of anybody and everybody who wants it. That's our goal. And specifically with what the Department of Health Services tries to provide in communities across the state is Narcan, which is the nasal version of naloxone. And again, because of the prevalence of fentanyl across the entire drug supply, we do encourage anybody who is using substances to have Narcan on hand, not use alone, and make sure that the other person you're with knows how to administer Narcan should you experience an overdose.
There's a new drug that's emerging called xylazine. It's becoming more common in urban areas in the U.S., and we see that local usage has really jumped in recent years. 4 deaths in Milwaukee County in 2020, 32 deaths as of July 24th this year. What do you know about that drug? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so xylazine, again, I think just to start my response with, this is the fact that the opioid epidemic continues to evolve and just drug use across this country continues to evolve. And we need to make sure that we are adapting to that, that we're aware of what's happening and that we're able to respond to it. And the xylazine example that you give is a great one. It's definitely being seen all across the country. As you note, we are seeing it in Wisconsin, not just in the Milwaukee area, but other places as well. And it is not an opioid. Its actual use is as an animal tranquilizer. And the scary part is that since it's not an opioid, it's not responsive to naloxone. But that being said, we still encourage everybody to have naloxone on hand. Narcan, obviously, again, the nasal version, the one that our department works to get out statewide, because we are seeing xylazine mixed in with opioids. And so it's better to respond in some form or fashion to save a life and try and reverse the overdose that's being experienced. But xylazine is another example of something that we need to make sure we are getting education out around the state so that people know that they need to be aware of it and that, again, it could be mixed into the substance that they are using.
We're talking about drug overdoses in Wisconsin with Paul Krupski, who oversees opioid initiatives at the State Health Department. I want to talk a little bit about prosecution of these drug-related crimes. Reporting overdoses kind of feels like a little bit of a legal gray area. Drug users calling for help for other users. They've been jailed as a result. One Milwaukee criminal defense attorney, Deja Vishni, and others have criticized how people are charged when they call in an overdose. What is your response to that? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, we definitely want to encourage individuals to call 911, even if they have Narcan and are able to administer that on the individual for an overdose, and make sure that first responders are alerted and they can come to the scene to make sure the person is safe, or if they need to revive the person and get them the appropriate medical attention that they need. We do have a Good Samaritan law in Wisconsin that is for individuals who do call to notify of an overdose, and individuals should be aware that that exists so that they can not be prosecuted for making the call and making them aware of that. That being said, there is the possibility that they could be prosecuted for other crimes at that time as well. But we really want to encourage individuals to know that there is a Good Samaritan law, that they can reach out to first responders, call 911 if an overdose is taking place. And we really want to do that because that's a number one way that we can save lives.
We have Bill with us on the phone from the UP in Michigan. Hi, Bill. Thanks for calling.
Oh, hi. Thank you so very much. Very powerful, interesting topic.
Well, I think that we have lost Bill. Hopefully we can get him back. Our producers did note that he was mentioning that this cuts a lot of people off with chronic pain. Then they go to the streets to get opioids, and then they're laced with fentanyl. How do you perceive that as contributing to the problem?
Well, it's definitely an issue that we need to make sure our prescribers in the medical community know how to address. And that is why both at the federal level and also at the state level, we have opioid prescribing guidelines. And in those guidelines, prescribers in the medical community are given guidance on how to best treat individuals with chronic pain to make sure that they are prescribing them appropriately, that they are not cutting them off in need of treatment for chronic pain and pain relief, and so that they are not turning to illicit substances or other street drugs to address their pain. So we do have definitely prescriber education strategies and projects that are used throughout the state, and that is how we address that issue to make sure that that the medical community has all the information available to them to know how to address chronic pain.
We have a little over a minute left together. What approaches are other states taking that are fighting these rising fentanyl overdoses? Is there anything that's working that Wisconsin can learn from?
Well, I think the main tool that we are really looking forward to using more widely here in Wisconsin is fentanyl test strips. Fentanyl test strips are a harm reduction strategy that allows individuals to test their substance to find out if fentanyl is present, and then if so, to then make other safe decisions onto whether to use the drugs or not. Like with many other states, fentanyl test strips were illegal in the state of Wisconsin, and just this past March they were decriminalized. The legislature passed legislation, and Governor Evers signed Act 180, which decriminalized fentanyl test strips. So we're in the process at DHS right now of putting together a program to where we can distribute fentanyl test strips far and wide to community organizations and agencies, and they can get them out in the communities into the hands of people that need it. And we feel that it's just a great tool for individuals to know if fentanyl is present, mm-hmm. and then to make decisions on whether to use the drugs or not.
Paul, thank you so much for sharing this important information with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Paul Krupski is director of opioid initiatives for the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Up ahead, we talk about the expansion of the Big Ten with UW-Madison Athletic Director Chris McIntosh. Join in 800-642-1234. I'm Shereen Seward. News Update is next on the Ideas Network.